They brought his body to a post office. Took place after one of the men was told that the pension recipient needed to be present to collect the money. The men fled and left the body behind after staffers began questioning them. They just left him there. Ah. Local Mayor Ken Murnane says it's just mind-boggling that anyone could happen to do something like that. It's beggar's belief, beyond belief. It's like a Hitchcock movie. How'd they get the body?
Yeah, the,
right?
Are you we, know what? I didn't even go back to that part.
How did they get the body? And you don't go to the post office to get money. You know what bank you go to, right?
Where?
Not Wells Fargo. How'd they get the body? You don't just go, can we get Ace One? Yeah, you know. It's my worst Irish impression ever.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor. Out of here to get
they my... They had to have known the guy, right?
Get my paw. I hope so.
You had to have known the guy and then told...
Right.
Now, what if you go, he said we could have it. We just forgot to get him to write it down before.
So you drag the dead body into a post office?
Yeah.
Nah, you lose all credibility when you weekend and Bernie someone. Say your name. I'm Conor McGregor. That's what I'll do. I'm taking my dead dad. I'm going to the post office to get some pension money there. I'll suck you right in the eye. Okay.
Oh, man.
Weird. Second story.
Yeah. So there's a plane, a big freight plane, going from South Africa to Amsterdam. When they landed, 11 hours later, all of a sudden, boom, guy jumps out of the wheel well.
Come on. We hear those stories. Is this the frozen, the kidneys in a bathtub of ice?
No, Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people covering this, but he was untouched, unharmed. They're not sure of his condition fully yet. He was taken to the hospital for treatment, and they're investigating it. But
11 hours
in the wheel well of this cargo plane.
Or as Spirit Airlines calls it, first class.
Just, guy had to be a plane in the butt this day, huh?
Wow, that was a dad joke. Do I give you that one? Or, yeah, why not? Okay. In the last story, now, I don't know why, but I felt compelled to post this, and we have it posted. The keyword is
axe.
A-X-E.
Yes.
You're like, well, it must involve an axe. Well, it does, technically. I don't know if this is real or not. If it is, whoa. A 19-year-old in England, again, says he doesn't have nipples anymore after accepting a dare that involves spraying them with 2 full cans of Axe body spray. He says the cold froze them, then his friend flicked them, and they broke off. We have a picture of the nippleless man. Keyword Axe.
Yes.
A-X-E. Anyone who's in the medical field, anyone who... does this sound real to you?
I mean, I guess they could get to a point. Think about it. With when people have warts and...
They freeze them off.
Yeah, they freeze them.
So he was 15. It was a dare. He was in the locker room. A friend dared him to empty 2 full cans of Axe body spray by letting them blast his nipples with it.
I could see how that stuff burns you, too.
He wanted to see if he could take the cold, his friend.
Yeah.
That was the dare. Spray deodorant comes out cold because it's under pressure in a can. He didn't think it'd be that bad, but it was. He toughed it out, finished the dare, letting them empty both cans of body spray directly onto his chest. His friend decided to flick the nipples, and they broke off.
How are people going to recognize when he's cold now?
He sticks his fingers under his shirt. There it is. You'll see the photo. He posted it.
Yeah, you can see the outline of where it should be.
Oh, that can't be real. He says they're bloody at first. I apologize for the details. Posted a photo of what they look like now, which is what we have.
Yeah.
Axe, A-X-E.
Also, I feel like it's dead. His whole nipple.
He says that there's just a little scar there. He thinks it's funny. What? Well, you better think it's funny because you're doing that tomorrow. It's our wacky radio bit. Have you ever heard of anything even remotely close to this?
No.
Lorena Bobbitt's like, oh, I could have done it that way. Never mind. Seriously, though, keyword axe. So creepy. And no one axed him to do this. It's a dad joke. All right. Are we done? Are we grabbing line one, Mongoose? What are we doing? is this a CSX Files thing? He's like looking at me going, no. I saw the phone ring and I went, no. No one's calling in about nipple talk. All right, I'm going to grab this. Am I grabbing this? Yes or no? Okay, it says Ciara has a nipple story.
Ooh.
Let me get the dump button. Ciara, good morning. I turn your radio down.
Okay.
There you go. So now you have a nipple story since we're talking about the guy whose nipples were frozen off.
I do. Okay. So my best friend's dad and family went on a trip and their car was like breaking down. It was getting really hot. So when her dad went and popped the hood of the car, their like radiator exploded. And when it exploded, he literally lost his nipples and they could not find them.
It blew his
nipples off. And for the rest of his life, he had one nipple because they only found one.
My balance is all thrown off after that. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, what's weirder, that we told the story or we had a nipple call? Ciara, you're awesome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Saw a little squirrel running away with it.
Yeah. Tastes like chicken.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, there's your nipple talk for the day.
Right on.
And you're home.